You just touched on it a few moments ago. You're coming back home. You played at McCullough, which is now the Woodlands. You played at Rice. How sweet is that? I know you're going to be working a whole lot, but pretty sweet to come back home, right?
Oh, I'm excited. My family's excited. You know, my wife's family is from the Woodlands as well. We come back during, you know, the times that we could when we were up in New York, and it's always a special place for us. But to come back here and to actually coach with this team is something I think I had in my back of my head is like, you know, that's what I would ultimately like to do at some point, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here, and now my intent is to stay here. So, because where do you go from here if things don't exactly turn out in your own hometown? So I'm not going to let that happen. I feel like I've been blessed to be around a lot of winning teams as a player, as a coach, and so I think that's something Houston is ready for. We're kind of on the cusp. We got to go out there and do it.
You talk about winning teams and winning personalities. One of them is Jimmy Johnson. And one of the coolest stories I've ever heard is your story about making the team in the meeting and him pointing out the film in the preseason. Give us the Reader's Digest version of that story, because it's a great one for the fans that might not have heard it here in Houston.
Well, you know, I was an undrafted free agent coming out of Rice in 1996. And Miami was the only team that called me on draft day, the last day. They said, hey, if you don't get picked here, and I kind of chuckled on the phone, like I wasn't expecting to get drafted, but they said, we'd like you to come down and sign as a free agent. So that was my opportunity. We played Minnesota preseason. Jimmy walks up to me before the game, and he's like, don't you make me look like an idiot. And so that kind of fear of, you know, he gives you opportunity, but he is able to push the buttons in terms of getting the performance
up. Twice one of the best ever.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so I'm thankful. It was a blessing to go to that camp with that type of coach who gave me a shot, and then I made the most of it. And so I'm always looking for the diamonds in the rough and try to see who can come in here and make the team.
You started an awesome event called Larryoke, and you basically, you and your teammates did karaoke, you raised money, and you raised money for folks in the military. Explain. You know, it's an obvious connection, but explain the impetus behind that and how much fun you had doing that.
Well, I wanted to do something, you know, to honor, you know, not only all the troops, but also my dad's, you know, legacy in terms of, you know, what he's meant to me, and just to give back in some way. And so my wife actually came up with Mara. She came up with the idea of a karaoke event, which, because she knows I love karaoke. So we ended up doing this thing during the season on a bye week. And the guys, the support that I got from my teammates was really what made it such a great event, because, you know, everyone showed, we sold tickets. Wow. It was a, you know, Mark Cuban came up from Dallas because we were giving money to his charity. It was a lot of fun, but the key thing was the talent of the players. You got Mike Vrabel, coach here, up there singing, Tom Brady. All the guys supported. Anytime you have an event like that, you got to have like the support of your teammates. And I'm thankful that they did that support. That we raised over $200,000 for that event.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
I'm always put in a tough position to answer this, but lately, you know, any Pearl Jam, I feel like I can channel
not a
little
typical karaoke
Eddie,
pick, you know?
Eddie Vedder. I can sing him pretty good.